Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy, author of over 20 books, businesswoman, magazine columnist, Bible teacher, international conference speaker, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University. The scripture says in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." It is Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with God's word and God-honoring music, bringing the message of Jesus and his love to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Well, I'm always so blessed to have this time with you. It's truly the highlight of my week. You know, as I was researching and praying about this program, I discovered that the word wisdom and wise are found in the Bible 506 times. Obviously, the subject of wisdom must have great significance to God. A long time ago, I remember a minister saying that if God said something in the Bible at least three times, we should pay attention, that it must be important to him. So, with the concept of wisdom in the Bible 506 times, apparently, learning to walk through our days in wisdom must be important to God. King Solomon wrote a lot about wisdom, giving us instruction on how to live with wisdom in the book of Proverbs. And he also said where wisdom comes from. In Proverbs 2:6, he wrote, "For the Lord gives wisdom, and from his mouth comes knowledge and understanding." So, if we ask God, he'll give us wisdom and understanding, or, as we might say today, he'll give us common sense. He will show us how to distinguish right from wrong and help us make the right decision if we seek God and seek our answers in the Bible. So if you're facing a challenge in your life today, stay tuned. Hopefully something I share today will help reveal God's wisdom for your life. He desires to help you, and I know for myself, God will use any method he can to speak to us, even a radio program like this one. So stay tuned. I'm going to play some music for you, and I'll be back. David Sapp sings a song we too should sing. It's called "Walk This Walk of Faith."
Walk of faith.
Without faith, it's impossible to be pleasing unto him. Everything we do reflects our faith. Like Abraham said, I'm not moved by what I see, only what I know the Lord has said. I'm gonna walk this walk.
Faith.
I'm gonna talk this talk of faith.
Talk of faith.
With my heart I believe. I speak further than I receive. I'm gonna walk this walk of faith.
Walk of faith.
Circumstances say you won't make it through
you
the day. But wait a minute, listen to your faith. Faith is given, it shall be given. God supplies all my need. That faith is the talking. Here's what you say. I'm gonna walk this walk of faith.
Walk of faith.
I'm gonna talk this talk of faith.
Talk of faith.
With my heart I believe. I speak what I receive. I'm gonna walk this walk of faith.
Walk of faith.
I know symptoms try to come to put you down beneath
put
the load
down.
And people all around you will agree that it's hopeless and you're helpless, or you might as well give in. But remember, we're not moved by what we see. I'm gonna walk this walk of
faith.
I'm gonna talk this talk of
faith.
By his stripes I know I'm healed. I will stand in its reveal. I'm gonna walk this walk of
faith.
I'm gonna walk this walk. Talk this talk, walk and talk this walk of faith.
Walk of faith.
I'm gonna walk this walk.
Walk this walk of
talk
faith.
This talk. Walk and talk this walk of faith. I'm gonna walk this walk of faith. I'm gonna talk this talk of faith. With my heart I believe. I speak forth, I receive. I'm gonna walk this walk. Talk this talk. Walk and talk this walk of faith.
Oh yes, I'm going to walk this walk of faith, and I hope you'll walk with me. You know, that song is always such a wonderful reminder of how much God cares for us, and indeed, we can walk in wisdom and faith with Jesus by our side. But it is a decision we must make every day, isn't it? I remember one summer morning I was walking out on the trail in the mountains of Montana where the wildflowers grew along the side of the path. I got out my field guide for flowers from my pocket and looked to see the names of the flowers. Actually, they were growing in a strange sort of place. The path had been bladed for the hikers, and so the edge where the flowers were growing was sort of gravelly, and the soil seemed loose. Well, one sentence in the guidebook intrigued me. It said, "Wild flowers thrive in disturbed soil." Well, as I looked across the valley, it was filled mostly with shrubs and tall grasses, but here at my feet, scores of wildflowers grew in the debris of gravel and soil pushed aside by the road scrapers. I realized the soil's very lumpiness must help capture rain, and then the wind-blown seeds would stick there and grow. Are there areas of disturbed soil in your life too? Areas too painful for you to talk about? Too embarrassing? Times you made huge blunders in relationships? Times you weren't truthful? Like me, I'm sure you have your own list too. Yet as we grow in God's wisdom, the flowers of love, mercy, and grace, along with wisdom, will grow in those hurtful areas of our lives too. It reminds me of a song I want to listen to. It's "Open the Eyes of My Heart, Lord," and it's sung by the group Women Together in Worship. Yes, that needs to be our daily prayer, doesn't it? Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Well, you've tuned in to Psalms of Hope program, and I'm Samantha Landy. With my subject being wisdom for our journey, I'm reminded that true wisdom comes from the Bible. King David said that his wisdom comes from God, and in the Psalms he wrote, "I have more insight than all my teachers, for I am always thinking of your laws." David said his insight came as he thought about God's word, the Bible, and so it is for us too. We need to study and think about God's promises as well as direction in the Bible. It will give us insights and wisdom to guide us at every turn of our lives, and God's direction will give us hope. Well, in the New Testament, Paul wrote that we should think on what is true and good and right, and to think on things that are uplifting and encouraging. Good words for us, aren't they? And King David once said, "I will put no evil before my eyes." Well, he didn't have TV, but he still realized the importance of what he looked at, as well as what he thought about. It's a known scientific fact that we can only think about one thing at a time. You may have lots of disturbing thoughts rumbling around, but have you noticed when that's happening, you're not thinking about God? You're not thinking positive, uplifting thoughts full of wisdom. Maybe, just maybe, if you're struggling with a decision and not knowing what to do, maybe you need to make the choice to sit down and read the book of Proverbs and find out what God says about your dilemma. I bet you'd be surprised. You'll find your answer there. Well, there's a song that was written as though God was speaking to you. It says, "Behold, I stand at the door of your heart and knock. It doesn't matter where you've been. It doesn't matter what the sin. Just open the door and let me in." I hope you'll do that as you listen to the Haven of Rest Quartet sing, "Door to Your Heart."
If you listen, you'll hear a knocking deep within your soul. It's a subtle confrontation to the winner takes control. I have seen you in the struggle. You can run, but you can't hide. So I wait, persistently knocking. Won't you let me come inside? Behold, stand at the door to your heart and knock. Behold, I stand at the door to your heart. It doesn't matter where you've been. It doesn't matter what the sin.
Just open up the door and let me.
Just open up the door and let me in.
doesn't matter where you've been. It doesn't matter what the sin.
Just open up the door and let me
in. Oh, friend, I hope you open the door of your heart and let Jesus in, and He will be with you forever. Well, today I'm talking about wisdom, and there are all kinds of scriptures in the Bible about wisdom. And part of wisdom is understanding what our own gifts and talents are. And I probably should say what our talents are not. Well, for instance, when it comes to home repairs, I used to joke that I could fix anything with a Phillips screwdriver. But some years ago, my kitchen faucet stopped working and all that came out was a little trickle of water. So I bought the replacement parts, studied the instructions, and disassembled the unit. Slowly, carefully, I inserted the new parts. Everything fit. I was elated. I'd fixed it. And then I turned on the faucet, and not only did it not trickle, there wasn't any water at all. Well, finally, I had to call a handyman in our neighborhood. I didn't know I was to take out a plastic sealer in the new faucet. I was so disgusted with myself. And while he was working, I went into my study and worked on writing an article. And while writing, I thought of the scripture that says we should have an understanding heart. And I wondered if that understanding heart also meant that we should understand there are some things we are not talented to do. Well, obviously, I'm not good at fixing faucets. What are you good at doing? What wisdom do you have for understanding your gifts and talents? And are you using your talents for others? I hope so. That's part of wisdom, too. And now it's time for some music by Ben Jackson. He reminds us, His name says it all.
When I need a word of comfort, when I'm troubled all around, when I need a word of healing, when my body's feeling down, when I need a word of rescue, if I begin to fall, I say, Jesus, oh, His name says it all. I say, Jesus, and sweet peace floods my troubled soul. I say, Jesus, disease and sickness has got to let me go. There is one who's always able to deliver when I call. I say, Jesus, oh, His name says it all. His name will calm the raging waters that threaten your very life. His name whispered makes demons tremble, sends them fleeing into the night. His name alone speaks highest praise, even angels stand in awe. I say, Jesus, oh, His name says it all. I say, Jesus, and sweet peace floods my troubled soul. I say, Jesus, disease and sickness has got to let me go. who's always able, to deliver when I call. I say, Jesus, oh, his name says it all. Say, Jesus,
Jesus,
disease and sickness has got to let me go. There is
one
who's always
able
to deliver when I call. I say, Jesus, oh, his name says it all. There is
one
who's always
able
to deliver when I call. I say, Jesus,
oh, his name
says it all.
Yes, friend, whatever you have need of today, Jesus is all-powerful. And yes, his name says it all. So go to him. Ask him for wisdom. Ask him for whatever your need is. He desires to walk with you every day of your life. Well, my theme for this program is Wisdom for the Journey, learning to walk in the wisdom of God. For his wisdom is best and most profitable for our lives. You know, it's interesting that the words wisdom and wise appears over 50 times in the book of Proverbs alone and 506 times throughout the Bible. I guess wisdom must be pretty important to God. And so King Solomon, known as the wisest man on earth, wrote a lot about it. So we could learn too. In fact, in Proverbs 3, verses 13 to 17, in a modern day translation, it reads like this: The man who knows right from wrong and has good judgment and common sense is happier than the man who is immensely rich, for such wisdom is far more valuable than precious jewels. Nothing else compares with it. For wisdom gives us a long, good life, riches, honor, pleasure, and peace. And I guess that about says it all. Like King Solomon says, get wisdom and common sense. You know, if you haven't been making wise decisions in your life, it's never too late to change. And you know what? I believe that if you ask God to help you, he will. After all, he's the one who said it was important for us to have wisdom. Well, I do hope you'll write to me today. This ministry depends on listener support, so please consider to send a gift at this time, any amount of gift, and I'll send you a little book I wrote to encourage you. So God bless you as you walk in wisdom. This is Samantha Landy, and it's my prayer that you will put your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. Email her at samanthalandy.com. That's LANDY.com. Your gifts help to keep Psalms of Hope on your station. If you wish to write, you may do so at P.O. Box 1103, Florence, Montana, 59833, USA. To connect with Samantha, find her on Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please comment on her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.